You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for the Mini Medium with Stephanie Cowan.
Stephanie Cowan.
Live from tarotwithsteph.net.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is the Mini Media
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Welcome. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. This is your mini medium on the A1R Psychic Radio and the beautiful Moonstruck TV. I want to tell you all that as you're hopefully listening, or maybe we'll listen, maybe afterwards, for those who aren't able to join live, that there has been such a very interesting energy today that I've received. And if anything, of course, I'm always excited to see, who we connect with tonight, what messages come through. I think that's the favorite thing that I love about every week doing live. You just never know. You never know. But so I want to say for everybody listening, I just am sending you all so much positive energy, so much love, so much light. Whatever it is you're needing, healing or strength. It's been kind of, a lot this last, week or so. So, including myself, and, we had a couple of chaotic things today in the last couple of days. Welcome to eclipse season, my friends. I really truly feel, and I'm so adamant about, about positive, energy and the, law of attraction. So the more love and light and positive energy we put out in the universe, I'm telling you, my friends, it's going to just come back, and it'll come back tenfold. So, and we need a lot right now. So I can feel it, and we've got a shift, and it's beautiful, but we just kind of have to get through some of this, the lessons and the tough things, right? Which I think that's just life in general. I listen to another medium that I love to listen to, and he put it in a really cool perspective and said that, that here on Earth is like kindergarten. We're in school, we're learning lessons. Here on Earth is, elementary school, So maybe kindergarten through, sixth grade, that's what it is here in Utah. But, and then when we pass and our soul crosses over, then we enter into college per se. So we're always learning. So it's, I feel a beautiful thing. We're evolving and constantly trying to be, I guess, the best versions of ourselves that we can be. So, so hang in there, my friends. Some of us need a few, do-overs. Sometimes some of us need to have retakes of our tests, right? And I know I sure have. But all right, my friends. So a couple things that I wanted to share. And for sure, of course, we're going to do our affirmation. And I'll share that with you here. But today, I've had such a strong number coming through. And a lot of you know that when I see numbers, they'll connect with, death dates, birth dates, ages, maybe a year or however this may connect with. And interesting enough, I've been seeing double eights. So double eights really can be very much what this is about. But I also felt that I needed to add those numbers to become 16. So I decided to pull the 16th card in my affirmation deck, as I always try to pull the card related to the number. I didn't want to go to 88, so that might be a little much. So 16, example again, 16th of the month as a birth date or death date, 2016, you know, maybe someone that passed at the age of 16 would have been 16. Maybe whoever my caller is, you know, was born on the 16th. And this is kind of how these things work. So, or even January 6th, this is often too where they come in, 1-6. Now, being that I saw 88, we could be looking at August 8th, or we could be looking at someone who was 88. You know, this is kind of how they work. But I felt drawn to need to add those numbers. So we'll kind of see how this works tonight. But all right, so let's go ahead and I'm going to give you this beautiful affirmation first before we take callers. And the affirmation for all y'all, everybody out there, says, even when things aren't perfect or don't seem to be working out, I choose to trust in life. And, you know, it's so interesting because, you know, as I said, I mix my cards up, you know, I shuffle, I count the 16th card. And for the fact that this one came up, you know, and is fitting so, in my opinion, so beautifully with what we're going through right now in this world. And I know for myself, it really is one of those things where we just have to trust in life. We have to trust in our faith, whatever it may be, and just know that it'll work out. It will work out. You know, what do they say? This too shall pass, right? Isn't that one of the famous sayings? This too shall pass. sometimes it sure feels like it takes a while though, right? or our human side wants that immediate gratification and we want it now. And that sometimes isn't always how it works, but there's the lessons. There are the lessons, right? And boy, that one I've needed to have many retakes, that's for sure. I'm not very patient. So, all right, well, there's your beautiful affirmation and the number for the week. And we'll go ahead and I'm going to take my first caller. And I've got Nikki from New Mexico. Hi, Nikki, this is Mini Medium. How are you, hon?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. How can I help you tonight?
Just whatever you comes to you, any kind of reading or anything you feel for me or have for me,
sure.
Be appreciated.
Sure. Absolutely, hon. Absolutely. So generally when I, you know, connect in what I call kind of a general reading, I'll always, you know, connect with or give a message about the first thing that comes up or what I'm automatically being drawn to. And it can be a wide variety of different subjects. So I'm going to pull a few cards for you. But before I do, you may have heard me mentioning the number 16 being a very significant number today, being, you know, January 6th or the 16th of a month. Does that number resonate with you? Do you connect with that in any way? Are you there, hon?
The single number 8, just that.
Oh, I lost you for a moment. What was that?
I don't connect with those numbers, just like the number 8 by itself. Yeah.
How do you connect with that, my friend?
My birthday is January 8th.
January 8th. Okay, perfect. Okay, perfect. All right. So we might be even having a connection with even maybe someone on the other side for you. So if we happen to start to channel any of your loved ones that have departed, are you open to that if I start to get any messages?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, beautiful. Okay, all right, hon. So let's see what we got here, what's going on. So I pulled a few cards for you. Now, when I do my readings, I use cards, tarot cards, for just a visual validation of what my gifts are bringing to me, and that is it. If the meaning of the card meshes with you or what I'm starting to see or hear or feel, we'll talk about it. But for the most part, we're just going to see how the card is going to mesh with your beautiful energy. So the two cards that fell out, the cards I pulled, you pulled this King of Pentacles card. I'll show it on film here or on camera. That came out right side up. And then the second card that you pulled is this Ace of Wands card. beautiful card. I love this one for you. Now, that one came out of the deck reversed. So what that means when a card comes out upside down, it's really going to help us to connect with or validate, confirm what we call your shadow work. And shadow work, in a kind of very simplified way, it's the things that you're working on or the things you know you need to work on just for you, nobody else, so that you can just be the best version of you. And we all have shadow work, my friend. We all have things that, you know, we need to work on so we can just be a good person. And, you know, when I saw these two cards come out, the first thing I'm drawn to is the pentacle. Now, a pentacle is something of value to you. And there is such a strong masculine value of energy coming from you, meaning that right now, as I'm sitting with you, my friend, that they're either, I've got a very strong male or father figure possibly already in presence from the other side, or what I'm picking up on is a lot of disconnect with the men in your life or a male in your life. So do you understand that? Has Dad passed, my friend? Or, or do you... Yes. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. We might have Dad coming in already. So, and you know, the pentacle really is about his energy, him being here, wanting to, you know, give you a message, but it also is connecting with your relationships in your life. And as I feel Dad here, there's a bit of a disappointment with even a certain man connected to you. So whether this is significant other or otherwise. So I just want you to be mindful of the fact that he's your father is very, very strong energy, hun. Ooh, he's a very strong soul. Even to the point where I feel that I want you to be very mindful of the things that may be happening in your home, signs that they'll do, you know, lights flickering, you know, volume on your TV kind of, you know, going all up and down and wonky. Because he's such a strong high vibrational frequency, they'll mess with that kind of stuff. So I just want you to kind of watch for that for sure. Okay. And this other card you pulled, and this Ace of Wands, the one that's upside down. So a wand is about having kind of your fairy godmother wand, and you're going to use the wand to get what you want, when you want, and how you want it. Now, keep that in mind for a moment. The Ace represents beginning of new journeys, fresh starts. Now, you definitely, my friend, have some pretty significant new beginnings and fresh starts, especially when it comes to relationships. Especially to even significant others. So whether this be male or female, I don't care. I never see gender in that sense. So, but I just want you to be mindful. Your dad is very present in the sense of wanting you to take better care of you. I keep hearing him say, please tell my baby girl, take care of her. So, and it's really a sense of even you deserving more than what you are getting. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. You know, I think dad's, you know, my dad has passed and my dad would always say, nobody's good for my baby girl. You know, you can be with whoever and no one will ever be good. And, you know, but my dad and I weren't very close for a good part of his life until last 3 years, until he had passed, unfortunately. But I was happy we had that moment of, reuniting. And your dad's showing me my dad, and in this respect, that he also wishes he would have had more time to do this with you. And so there's a sense of, I wish I would have made amends with her. I wish I would have had some closure. Do you understand that, hon?
Yes.
Okay. I just keep hearing your dad. I keep hearing a very interesting the name, like, I was going to grab my pen here to scribble. I keep hearing a name like, Kenneth or Kevin or Calvin. So when I get names, they're very hard to hear sometimes, but I'll get more syllables and bits and pieces. Do you connect with that name, living or past, by the way?
No.
Okay. I want you to keep that name in mind. Okay. Sometimes they'll come through and they'll validate names that'll be someone that's in your life or coming in your life or someone on the other side. So I just want you to kind of keep that name in the forefront of your mind. And when it happens, you'll go, oh my gosh, that was what Mini Medium was telling me. And you'll get chills and goosebumps everywhere and you'll know exactly why. So, but if anything, I'll tell you, my friend, I keep hearing your dad. Before we wrap up your reading, one thing I do want to tell you, by about November, I would say here in the next couple months, I just want you to be ready for a pretty significant shift in your path to where you're going to see things starting to fall into place a lot better. My checklist, if I went down my checklist of kind of doing a life path reading, relationship changes, check, finances and money, check, job, check, you know, family, check. And it's all intentional so that you can start taking better care of you and seeing things start to fall into place. So I want you to be ready for it. And then just trust the process. That's the hard part. So, but if anything, know that your dad, I feel just his little bits coming in is so significant that you'll know it. You'll feel it. He has a very strong, distinct smell of cigarette smoke and cologne. I don't know if this is for you or, but it came through really strong. Did your dad smoke?
No.
Okay. So we might have someone else trying to pop in. It is cigarette smoke and cologne mixed together. And I can't ever misinterpret this smell. So just kind of keep that in mind. If this is someone else that maybe with dad, they'll do that too. Or this might be connected to my next caller. So, please make sure that you are taking care of you, forever, of course, but this year especially, okay?
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, I hope that helped you a little bit. If anything, just like I said, trust the process, open up and be ready for these new changes around November, and make sure that whatever relationship you're in with, you know, male or close, you know, significant other in that respect, that you just make sure you're getting everything you want. And that's the biggest part of what your dad is really bringing through. Hey.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Well, I appreciate you calling and have such a beautiful night.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, hon. Take care. You're welcome. Bye-bye. Hey. All right. Beautiful. All right, my friends. Let's go ahead. We'll take another caller. And I believe, is this Joy from Illinois? Hi, Joy. This is Mini Medium.
Yes.
How are you?
Hi, how are you? Good.
I'm doing so good. Good. How can I help you tonight, hon?
I was curious on what you might see for finding love again.
Okay, sure. I love love readings. They're my favorite. Other than I have to really try very hard to get out of my Stephanie brain, my conscious mind, and get into my psyche, my subconscious, because I always want to see these, you know, relationships work out and for everybody to have love in their life, but not always that way.
I agree.
So it can be, yeah, a little more tricky. Okay. All right. And I'm going to pull a couple cards for you. Oh, girl, you got some big boy. You know, I always say that it's all or nothing. And I feel that for you. It's like feast or fathom. It's like, you know, you have a whole bunch that are interested or none at all. Does that make sense? Because your card's sure validating it. It's really interesting.
Definitely. Yes, I agree.
Okay, good. I don't know if that's good or bad, but we're connecting beautifully. That's all I care right now. So couple things. I'm going to ask you as well. I asked my last caller. We got the chance to channel and connect with her dad, which was beautiful. The number 8 and the number 16 have been very significant today for me. Do those numbers resonate with you? So month of August, 16th of a month, you know, 8th of a month.
Yes.
Okay. How do you connect with those then?
My boyfriend, Paul, back in July of 23, his birthday was, in August 8th, actually 8-8-55. And,
oh my gosh. Did you just say 8-8?
Okay. Yes.
Continue. I'm sorry. Oh, I just got goosebumps everywhere. Okay. Go ahead.
and he, which isn't, what I'm going to say isn't good, but he took his life little over 2 years ago.
Okay, hon. Okay. I know. Okay. Oh my gosh. I've got goosebumps. So I have seen the number 88 all day today. 88, August 8th. So earlier in my show, I was saying I've got 2 8s coming in. I've got a strong male that has been with me all day today. And you just validating that his birthday is August 8th. And I'm going to show you, I pulled your two cards and both of your cards, my friend, are the number 2, which connects with the 2 years ago, since unfortunately that your boyfriend has taken his life. I am telling you without a doubt, my friend, he's here with me. How freaking crazy and amazing is this? I'm just
that
like...
is.
I love this. And I know, like you said, it's not, I mean, obviously ideal. And of course it never is in this respect, but if anything, hon, I'll tell you one thing. He had me, when I pulled your cards, this 2 of cups came up and I'm showing it on screen. And it's, these 2 hands that are holding hands, and there's a flow of energy that comes from the hands from both that goes into these cups. And what that means is that, you know, this man was your person. You know, this is where you guys maybe, you just flowed beautiful energy. And, but unfortunately, the other card that came up, this 2 of swords card. Now, again, here's the 2, the sword. And in this picture, she's blindfolded and she's being pulled a couple different ways. And the sword represents having kind of an imaginary sword per se. And it's where you're using that sword to fight and to defend and to protect. And without a doubt, my friend, this man fought and defended and protected you like no other, but he just couldn't do the same for himself. And this is why he's here, because your question is about love. And you haven't been able to find anyone since, you know, his unfortunate passing. And I'll tell you, this is why I love what I do. I've done this a very long time. And, you know, when I'm sitting in my room and I'm meditating and I'm welcoming all your loved ones in spirit that want a channel to come in, the minute I saw the double eights, I went, all right, don't doubt it. There's got to be a reason. And then I also kept adding them together as the number 16. And I don't know, sometimes that'll be connected in another way. So keep that in mind. But without a doubt, what an amazing, strong soul. I'm just going to tell you right offhand. So to get to your question, because I'm just so freaking excited, I'm having this serious squirrel moment.
I love it.
It's the Gemini in me. you without a doubt, hun, are going to be seeing this love connection coming again. I mean, you know, one thing with my readings, I'm very transparent. I don't, you know, sugarcoat things. And the biggest thing for you is that you're still carrying that energy with Paul. You're still carrying the energy of his passing, which of course you are. You'll mourn his loss until you're on the other side. But you can heal, and you're healing, but it's still some energy that's holding you back. One thing I need to tell you, and I keep hearing this from Paul, is that you need to not have such a strict checklist, he just said. girl, you must have a checklist. Like, they have to look like this. They have to be this tall. I'm dying.
I can't believe you.
Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
Okay. So you can't lie to a psychic. This is so awesome.
I can't believe it because I talk to him a lot when I'm on my bike ride a lot and talk to God. And I would say, I really. And then the checklist thing comes in.
I always tell people.
I know, I probably shouldn't have that.
Well, I think it's okay to have one. I really do. And to be honest, you absolutely deserve to have some, you know, high standards and some high expectations. Because I feel like, you know, even as I see your past and, you know, even before you were with Paul or, you know, that you just have went through so much, even with, you know, relationships in general. So you deserve that because you're like, I'm not doing this again. Not going to attract the ones that need to be fixed, you know, the ones that just want to sleep on my couch, you know.
So
isn't
true.
It crazy? It's so weird how this all works. But so you, gosh, I should have just like planned to have you just on my show the 30 minutes. I know I've got to wrap up here soon, hon, but.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, I know you're welcome, but will you please reach out to me? You can email me or go to my website. It's mini-medium.com. And there's I would love to kind of continue a little bit more with you of what I'm getting from Paul. Because I know for a fact that we are supposed to meet. This all landed beautifully. So, but because, you know, we've got limited time, like I'm not able to, but please do that. And I'll look forward to it and I'll watch for your message. Okay.
Thank you. You have a wonderful evening. Love and light.
Thank you. Thanks, hon. You as well. We'll talk soon. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Hey, hon. Bye-bye. All right, you guys. Wow, incredible. I love it. So if you are interested in wanting to do a reading, you know, get on my website, mini-medium.com. We can have just as amazing connection just like we did with Joyce. So I will see you guys next week. Much love and light. Bye, guys.